From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, director of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was really little, I was just barely old enough to figure out how to screw and unscrew things, so I couldn't have been 2, maybe. I don't know, I'll tell you when my daughter gets there and I'll update you. I would climb up onto the bench that surrounded our kitchen table, and then I would climb up onto the table and I would unscrew the cap off the salt and the pepper shakers, and I would dump the pepper all over the table because it was horrible and disgusting. And I stand here before you to say that that is still true to this very day. But I would take the salt and I would dump it all in my hand and I would just lick that sucker over and over and over again. And it would, that also, truth telling right now, is disgusting. That's so gross. How many of you eat salt on its own? Yeah. Salt on its own is fun for like margarita glasses or fruit, but really what it does is it enhances the flavor of anything you put it on, right? Salt used properly makes the rest of what you're cooking taste better. That's the purpose of salt, not for its own glory, but for the glory of the meal, right? One of the most interesting things, though, that I've ever seen salt do was not just to enhance flavor, to make good food better, to be the only thing you really need on a good Texas steak. I was sitting at Camp Allen a few years ago, actually, and God love them. They have camp coffee, right? It's just like conference center camp coffee, and I could tell it had been sitting out for a while, and I was in desperate need of some caffeine. Any other coffee lovers in the house? Like, it's your lifeblood. You need an IV straight to the heart. So I poured a cup of coffee at Camp Allen, and it was horribly bitter. Spit it out, never drink it again, bitter. And I was getting ready to throw it away, and one of my colleagues who was there was like, "Oh, no, give me your cup of coffee." And I was like, "Oh, okay." I handed him my cup, and they took the salt shaker, and they unscrewed the lid, and I had bad PTSD flashbacks of what was about to happen. But they took just 3 or 4 grains of salt, and they put it in my coffee cup and they stirred it. And it completely transformed my cup of coffee. Like, it was delicious and life-giving and enjoyable. And I learned that day, and if there are any scientists in the room, you can tell me the chemical reaction. I don't remember the name of it. But salt counteracts bitterness. It counteracts bitterness. And as I sat and thought about our scripture today, I'm going to take this metaphor even further. Your gifts and your talents and your God-given charisms and treasures are not for the sole purpose of building you up and your family up. You are to give those things to the world and to the community to make what is good better, right? You are the salt of the earth. You alone are not the purpose. You together make things better. And your gifts and your talents and your God-given charisms and your treasures, those are meant to counteract the bitterness of the world. What you have to offer is crucial in the face of bitterness and hatred and injustice and all of the things that this earth sees that cause pain. We don't come together just to make good things better. We come together as the body of Christ because each of us is needed to counteract what is hard and horrible and painful in the world. To make bitterness joyful and life-giving. That is what the salt of the earth can do. Not alone and isolated as a single grain, but together. Go out and do it. There's plenty of injustice and hatred in the world. It runs rampant. But there are plenty of you, too, to make it loving and joyful and good so that the kingdom of God draws nearer one grain of salt at a time. Amen.
Hey, little girl, is your daddy home? Did he go away and leave you? Oh, Lord, I got a bad desire. Oh, oh, oh. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? Can he do to you the things I don't do? I can take you higher.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.